What's up, what's up, what's up? This is Miss Vibes, and you're listening to Miss Vibes on that frequency. I hope everyone had a great weekend, and your week will be stupendous. So this episode, I'm going to talk about putting on the top of your list to take care of yourself when you have time for yourself after work. On the weekends, or if you work on the weekends, on your days off. I realized that work could get stressful, annoying, mundane at times. And it could feel pretty robotic. Like, you go to sleep at a certain type of night. The alarm wakes you up in the morning. You go to work. You do what you gotta do. You leave work at the same time. Go home. Get ready for bed. You know what I mean? Very robotic type of shit. And I realized that's not the way life should be. You should be able to live your life on your free time. You shouldn't have to worry about work all the time or complain about work and always put your energy towards work. It is difficult not to, but at the same time, you gotta realize that's not normal. You gotta take care of your health, your mental state of mind, your spiritual state of mind, and even your physical state of mind. Work at this time of my life is a plus for me because it could help me with my passions. It could help me with what I want to do in my time of freedom. I don't want to feel like work is a chore or is a headache or is dropping my energy down or my health down. That's not what work should be. Work should ultimately make you happy in life, and I can understand if some cases it doesn't, but you shouldn't want to be somewhere where you spend the majority of life, your time, miserable and unhappy, you know, with complaining about your place of work or you not wanting to come in. Why the fuck is you going then? And I understand people have responsibilities, but you really, if you feel like the place that you're working at is too much for you, you need to know that your energy is a responsibility too. Your mental health is a responsibility and your health is a responsibility. So you got to act accordingly to finding a new opportunity and knowing that you can find something better, because you shouldn't stay somewhere that is not for you. So with that being said, I feel like when you off from work or even after work, you should take that time to cater to yourself. I said in about a couple of weeks or into a month, I'm going to schedule things that make me happy and that gives me a great peace of mind. Like, I'm going to schedule acupuncture. I'm going to schedule Reiki, where to align my energy. I'm going to schedule probably, maybe I'll do a colon cleanse, but that should be feel uncomfortable. I'll probably do that in a couple of months, you know. Doing a skin cleanse, doing a facial, you know, because I go to someone in Brooklyn, black owned. She is such a doll, and her facials relax me to the point where, like, I feel euphoric after going to her. Actually, let me get her business. If you live in the New York area, she's Organic Skincare NYC. And her name is Alita Terry. She is phenomenal. Do you hear me? Phenomenal regarding facials. She has phenomenal energy. And you feel so relaxed afterwards. So, you know, going to the gym, as I told y'all before, like, I go to the gym weekly, and that's something that I enjoy doing. Like, I did a pole dancing class last week. No, the week before that. And I didn't know what the fuck I was doing. I almost fucking broke my leg, my kneecap. I thought that shit was about to, like, break apart. I had, like, a small little, I experienced, like, a little bit of anxiety. Not a little bit, a lot, because I was so scared. But I had so much fucking fun. And the ladies in there were so kind to me. And I just felt very free there. So, you know, I work on doing things that make me happy or makes me work on my confidence and just allows me to be in tune with myself where I'm not thinking about work. I made the decision now when I leave work, I'm not thinking about it. It's not my issue. It's not my problem, you understand? Because I don't think that's healthy. I don't think your work life should bleed into your personal life. And I don't think your personal life should bleed into your work life unless it's helping you in your work life regarding creativity, how your mind works, you know, what you could bring to the table to succeed. You understand? Or even with growth, personal growth, work. Because I know there's been places that I have worked at and I did have personal growth while I had growth in work, how I work and how I view things. I feel like you have to take time for yourself. You got to make sure you having fun as well. You got to make sure the work that you do, how hard you work, you're rewarding yourself. And just think about you. You know what I mean? Don't get off of work and complain all day about work. Don't get off of work and be irritated all day because of something that happened in the morning. Try to clock your mind out of that so you could take care of yourself and do things that will make you happy. Talk to a friend. Talk to your man or your girl. Talk to your family about different things. And if you find yourself talking to people who want to complain about work, maybe not talk to them as much because you don't want to be in that energy of misery. Misery loves company. That's one of the famous quotes in this world. So be mindful of that because I thought I was doing something. I thought I was connecting with people because we're both complaining about work. But it's like, I'm off. I'm not working anymore. Work should not be something I'm complaining about. It is what it is. And if it's that bad, I need to go work somewhere else. Or I need to go hard on my passions, if that's the case. So it's just like, you really got to be mindful of how you are regarding after work, how you feel when you're at work, and what you do on your free time. I realize that's very important. You gotta have that balance, that equanimity, and knowing that you have to take care of yourself. And in the future, I want to do therapy again. Like, group therapy really helped me because I was able to connect with like-minded people who was going through similarities and who issues I heard, and they, you know, hearing how they came out of it, very encouraging. You know, I realized I'm still healing. I still have to grow. I have a lot of things on my mind. So I really feel like therapy is a great place to go, honestly. Instead of talking to people about it, I could talk to a therapist who is trained or even a spiritual therapist who knows which way I should go. Not only regarding life, but spirituality. I would love a spiritual therapist. Oh my goodness, I would love that because not only can I get therapy, but I could get a connection spiritually where I'm understood. Yes, yes, yes. So I realized this year that it's very important to do what you gotta do on your free time. You know, I try to work on my passions. I'm going back into reading. Going to the gym. I'm going to see if I can incorporate a class, a fitness class every week. I'm looking at things that I always wanted to do, pottery, and just doing things that are different so I don't allow work to come into my personal life. Like, you got to have a boundary when it comes to that. Like, work is work. My personal life is my personal life. Don't allow work to bleed into your personal life, because then that's what causes diseases. That's what causes stress, headaches, just a bunch of shit that you don't need. You have to be mindful of how you're thinking and your actions and what you're speaking. And I'm at the point of my life where I need to be more mindful of a lot of things that I've been doing, because there's some shit that I don't like that I'm doing. There's some patterns that I need to cut, and there's some things about me that I know, like, it needs to be changed in order for me to elevate spiritually. And I'm willing to make that sacrifice, because I know it's important for me to elevate and to be on top of things, to be very self-aware and to be open-minded and to be disciplined. So, yeah, I wanted to share that because I feel like a lot of us, especially in America, I can't say this country, but especially in America, we live in a robotic, mundane type of life. And I personally do not think that's normal. If I had it my way, I'd be doing different shit every day to open my mind. To give me, I want experiences in my life. That's why I solo travel, because I love the experience. I love to go against the grain, and I'm a spontaneous type of woman. You understand? So with that being said, I feel like it's not normal to do the same shit every day. It's great to switch shit up. So if you see that work is kind of the same routine, maybe in your personal life you could make it a different routine. You understand? But don't feel like your work should be the priority and that's it. Make sure you're the priority. Make sure living your life is a priority as well. Allow that to equate to you working. Alright, I hope that resonated with somebody. Nothing but peace and blessings.